don't stop depression in its tracks, treat it to a drink.
So
meet it at the door with a stiff martini. Bottoms up to depression.
And wear something blue or black.
Yeah.
F colors.
Yeah, get like trashed at home and invite people over and abuse them.
Especially the ones you don't like.
Yeah. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to us.
Yes, happy birthday to us. This is our second anniversary of Hey You Know It. This is our special birthday edition, so happy birthday.
Happy birthday. We're two.
Yep, we are two. we have a lot to say about it.
Yes. So
I want to kick off with some birthday advice.
Okay, what do you have?
I found this on a website that it's howtopod.com.
Howtopod?
Yeah,
what?
Howtopod.com. I don't know what it
pod?
Means. It's just, I don't know, but how to, pod.com, and it's just advice.
Oh.
And
so it's a column, like yeah. How to whatever.
How to pod. I guess how to pod maybe is synonymous with fill in the blank. So this is for our segment, Advice on Advice, okay. Where we find advice that is frankly unqualified, like this how to pod piece.
And stinks.
Yeah.
And then we take that advice and give advice on that advice.
Yeah, hence the title, Advice on Advice.
Yes.
So this is how to stop birthday depression in its tracks.
Oh.
Yeah. Before it runs up on you.
Well, let's have it.
Yeah.
Because so the day is young.
Yeah. It's too late. We should have read this yesterday.
Right.
A lot of people suffer with depression when it's their birthday.
Oh. That's so sad.
It is, but it's like no one wants to think about mortality. Like, it's fun when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Once you get south of 30.
Yeah, right.
I mean, north of 30, it's not very good.
Unless you're Benjamin Button.
Then you're going back. What a nightmare.
That's
I would
terrible.
Hate to go back at this point. Because people are like, oh, I wish I was younger. I wish I was in my 20s. No, my 20s sucked.
I know.
I was broke.
That's right. You have all the stuff, but you don't have any money to do it with.
Yep. I was broke. I probably felt bad about myself. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I don't want to go back to that. So it says, there are things you can do that will help stop your depression without seeing your doctor.
Oh.
First of all, if you need to see a doctor.
See a doctor. First off, right off the bat, we'll stop at that sentence. See your doctor.
Don't try to get away with seeing your doctor.
Yeah.
And it says, the best part is most of the things you can do are inexpensive. So here are
That's nice. Yeah. Well, it's a like bit a of sunshine.
Here are the steps. When your birthday is coming, avoid wearing dark clothes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm wearing gray.
I got this news too late. I'm head to toe in black.
Yeah. But we live in New York.
Yeah.
That's different. Put on some bright and fun colors. It says the color blue is great because it helps you calm your nerves, but avoid wearing blue when you go out to eat because it can suppress your appetite.
Well.
So basically wear blue when you go out to eat.
So you can eat your food and not.
So you can eat less. It said you wouldn't want to wear blue at a party. But you would want to wear it before the party.
Wait, so you prime up at home wearing some blue.
Yeah, and not eating. And then you get to the party wearing your bright, fun colors and you gorge yourself.
All right.
In your house, it says, take away pictures that might make you depressed. This is all the time in your house.
You should. So 364 days a year, have the depressing pictures up.
Yes.
Pull it away on your birthday.
Like pictures of like bad events that have happened throughout time.
Your ex-boyfriend cheating. You know the detective pictures.
A picture of like a college exam with a D on it. Things like that. All right. It says clean. Think about buying inexpensive bright colored blankets and fun sheets.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're planning on using those, in which case you're going to have a fun birthday anyway, no matter what color sheets are.
Right.
Like it's not going to matter.
I don't think that's going to help your anything.
It says. Put some fun stuff on the fridge.
Fun stuff? A roller coaster?
Yeah, but what? Actually it says frig. Put some fun stuff on the frig. I like this advice. Avoid playing sad music around your birthday. Play fast, cheerful, and upbeat music. She likes all kinds of music, even country. But avoid country songs because they are slow and sad. And also avoid some rap songs that sound angry.
But they're terrible anyway. Country music is awful. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. But
the country music I grew up with was always sad.
It's all about cheating and broken hearts.
But I think new country music is more like pop kind of stuff and is not adhering to the traditional, like, I lost my wife, I lost my dog, I lost my truck,
there's
I lost
a tear
my
in my beer.
Yeah, that kind of stuff, thing. The classic stuff.
I mean, classic.
classic country. Even some religious
body
songs.
Fluids in your drink.
Yeah,
kind of sauce.
Even some religious songs that only talk about death can be depressing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't pull out your hymns. Put that CD away.
Yeah.
So say, get your hair done. Okay, that does. Yeah, get your nails done, get your hair done. Sometimes spending money to eat out can help, but when going out to eat, avoid dark places. Once again, some bars and fancy restaurants. You know those fancy restaurants.
Yeah.
Fancy restaurants can have their lights down low.
When someone says fancy at about a restaurant, I always wonder, you know, where if they have a toothpick in their mouth at the same time that they're saying it.
I think a fancy restaurant is like in a sitcom in the 80s where there's like a snooty French waiter. Do you remember
that? Yeah, right. It was ooh.
Yeah, like an effete, like over-the-top gay French waiter who's also very condescending.
Yes.
And even though he's waiting on you, he's got issue.
Right.
With everything that you're doing in the restaurant. Like, even though you're ordering things on the menu, you're not doing it right.
You're not saying it right. And you obviously don't have enough money for it, or you saved for it.
Yeah, he doesn't give a shit about getting a tip. Because this guy is just high on the
hog.
He's
going to take it all out on you. That's all.
Fancy.
So,
fancy restaurant.
Yeah, you like to go to the restaurants with the fluorescent lighting.
Yeah, something that's lit up like a flame. It's that if you like people, invite them over to your house. If you don't like being around a crowd, that's fine.
If you like people, say that again.
If you like people.
If you like people, invite them to your house.
Mm-hmm. Call up a few friends and invite them to your house. If you like people.
If you like them.
If you don't, F them. I mean, it doesn't say that, but I'm paraphrasing. Rent a few movies if you can't watch movies online. I mean, it's just like...
It's just another day. Well, if you like people.
Yeah.
If you don't like people, then...
You got other problems. See your doctor.
Yeah.
If you don't like people, see your doctor. Tips and warnings. It says avoid being around people who complain a lot on your birthday. So no New Yorkers.
Right, right. Like,
no one in my building.
Yeah, right.
And it says limit the amount of alcohol that you drink.
Wait a minute. No.
This is where we take exception to Hey, You Know It.
Very much so. Alcohol is a big part of anybody's life.
Of any birthday.
Yeah. And you have to, go on. What else is
there?
That's it.
That's it. Limit the amount of alcoholic beverages. And that right there, folks, is what makes this advice terrible. If you are having a birthday coming up and don't stop depression in its tracks, treat it to a drink.
So
meet it at the door with a stiff martini. Bottoms up to depression.
And wear something blue or black.
Yeah.
F colors.
Yeah. Get like trashed at home and invite people over and abuse them.
Especially the ones you don't like.
Yeah.
Make a list of all the people you don't like and invite them over.
Yeah, get drunk and then lie in wait for them.
Yeah. You know about you and the way you blink.
I slept with your husband and your sister. I don't even care anymore.
I just started to an impersonal attack on their appearance and you went right to, I sabotaged your life.
Yeah, I didn't do those things, but I'm going to say it anyway. And then later on you could be like, I get depressed on my birthdays. I was wearing blue. Hello. I don't like people, and I drank. I was listening to country music earlier today and rap, so I'm angry and sad.
Yeah.
I was just coming from a bar that was so dark, I don't even know what was going on. I can't help it. Sorry.
I can't even find a fluorescent bulb anywhere.
Yeah.
What can I do?
How do all these people get in my dressing room, you know? So I think this is
That's terrible.
Terrible
I agree with
Absolutely
you. Terrible.
Terrible.
We won't be following it, especially the drinking part on our birthday.
We are going to proceed to use our own, hey, you know what, shot glasses and tear up. I listened to last year's podcast. We said that on our next birthday, we were going to do something illegal. We were going to drive a car barefoot or barefooted, depending on how you like to use that
term.
Oh,
what are we doing illegal today?
I don't know. I think jaywalking.
Jaywalking is in order.
All right. Eating a sandwich. And texting.
Yeah. Go inside and smoke. I dare you to light a cigarette and walk inside a restaurant.
And not an Irish bar either. Because you can get away. They might applaud you.
Yeah.
A slow clap, like, bringing it back.
Right.
So I think that, hey, you know it is, we're a little immature, and we need some life lessons. What do you have for us?
Well, as you get older, you do get some life lessons under your belt.
Mm-hmm. Not me, personally, but one does.
One does. Yeah. Right. And so here's a few life lessons that I've gathered that may help us in our journey, and to you, the listener, in your journey, too.
As we go into year three.
Yes. All right. If someone had, it would save you time, money, heartache, blood, sweat, tears, and whatnot.
What's the whatnot part?
I don't know. I think
blood, sweat, and tears covers everything, right?
I think so.
That's like a set phrase. You don't need to add on to it.
And whatnot. Because they're adding their own cachet to
it. Insult to injury and whatnot. Lions, tigers, and bears, whatnot, among other things. This goes without saying, and whatnot. I'm going to start adding that on now. Whatnot. If you're out there drinking the Hey You Know It and you hear whatnot, have a shot for us.
Right. This is our game now.
Yeah.
All right. So whatnot is the official cue for you to chug.
Yeah. You to have okay. your alcoholic beverage.
All right. First life lesson is marry your best friend.
Okay. I agree with that.
Well, what if it's
I mean,
you're the wrong gender?
Yes.
That's the thing.
Yes. I was going to say, I think that it works the other way around. Like, your partner should become your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
I also think you can have more than one best friend, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
If the person you're most comfortable with isn't your spouse, make them.
Yeah, that's hard to do in some states. I mean, in New York, it could work.
Yeah, right. Okay. It says here, don't
make them.
Make them.
Yeah.
I don't know. Make them comfortable or make them your spouse. I'm not sure.
Both. Make them comfortably your spouse.
Yeah. Don't try to be a grown up. Always have fun without drugs and alcohol.
Always have fun without drugs and alcohol.
Yeah. In parentheses.
This is a lot of judgments going on.
It says here, mud wrestle, sing, pillow fight at any age. I think pillow fighting stops when you're. What, 16 and in boarding school?
I don't, you know what? I went to boarding school when I was 16. I never once saw a pillow fight. I think pillow fights only happen
on TV.
Yeah, and in porns. Like, when, you know, because think about when you're a little girl, we had slumber parties.
And it was very bad if we hit each other. Girls can't hit girls.
Do you start beating the crap out of each other?
Let me tell you, when I was on that zombie survival course and we were learning how to hit zombies. And we had these padded sticks, and we were hitting each other. And they said you could hit as hard as you want.
You're
it's not going
like
to hurt.
It was a pencil. Was it small?
No.
The mime you just did was small. Was it like a bat?
It was like a rod, like
a nightstick,
like a baseball bat almost, but narrow.
Okay.
And
like
it was covered
stick.
With padding. Yeah, okay. like a baton, I guess you could say.
A baton. Classy.
And
fancy.
It was padded, so it really didn't hurt. But if you hit hard, it kind of hurt.
Yeah. And so were people going at it?
Some people, the guys were, but the girls were all like, dink, dink, tap, tap, tap. The thing is, if you hit any harder, and if somebody said, don't hit me hard, you can't because girls get offended. They don't.
Yeah.
Girls don't like to be hit.
No, we don't. We don't. Women do not like to be hit. But I do, I have to back it up with this. If you've ever seen a female fight,
yeah,
it's not cute.
No.
At all. Like, I think men have a better chance of walking away from a fight. I've seen weeds snatched clean off.
Oh, it's very dirty.
It doesn't stop.
It gets very dirty.
We don't, the below the belt thing, we don't care about that. Everything is on the table when two women are fighting. So I agree with that. I don't even know what that life lesson is. Don't hit a woman is a life lesson.
Yeah. They think that pillow fighting is fun, whoever wrote this.
Oh, it was pillow fighting.
Pillow fighting.
Yeah. We always saw, when we were kids, we always saw it on TV.
And we thought it would be fun.
Yeah,
and
it's not fun.
You pick a cushion off the couch and
you hit
somebody. It's not fun.
It's not cute.
And somebody always gets hit in the eye.
Yep.
And then it's...
You always knock over a lamp. And then the mom is like, what's going on down there? You're like, nothing. And then you just go back to trying to freeze someone's bra. Much more fun. Freezing a bra and drawing a penis on someone's face.
Freezing a bra. I never did that.
The first person who falls asleep, if they wear a bra, their bra gets frozen. And for some reason, it's like supposed to be traumatic. Because it's the punishment for falling asleep.
Is it wet and then frozen?
You wet it.
And then you freeze it.
And then you stick it in the freezer. And then the next day, it's like, ooh-ah.
You have a solid ice cold bra.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. We learned it from watching TV.
All right. If you're not failing, you're doing it wrong.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, they go on to say that if you're not failing...
Oh, a loser has learned that lesson.
Right. This person was saying... Yeah, they're saying if you fail, then it means you're not challenging yourself enough, and you're just playing it safe.
I thought it meant I was awesome. No?
No, I guess not. I think that's very frustrating not to have success.
Yeah, but this person is saying...
If you're failing, you're doing it wrong. That means if you're not failing, you're doing it wrong.
If you're not failing,
you're doing it wrong. But that means it's not right.
I don't know.
I don't agree.
I don't agree with that either.
Yeah.
I think that's false.
Don't wait for permission.
Okay.
Give yourself the okay.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and do whatever.
Don't even wait for your own permission. F it.
Wait for your own
permission. Don't wait for your own permission. You don't need your permission.
I don't need my own permission?
Yes, I'm saying you, Katie Kazmir, do not need Katie Kazmir's
permission to do anything. Just
blow
go.
Right past it. Yeah, don't even think.
Yeah.
Just act.
Just act.
Just do whatever you want. Don't filter.
No filter. Just punch.
Yeah. Just go.
Punch, then talk.
Yes. Ask questions later or not at all.
No.
Just start accusing people.
Do something that's not for money.
Yeah, well, we're doing this, so yeah. We got that covered.
This is something pleasurable in your life that's completely disconnected to your money.
That would be, hey, you know it. We don't do this for the pay, for the right. enormous right. paycheck so of there, podcasting.
That's true. The hour before bed is for you.
What are we supposed to do with this hour?
You're supposed to take an hour or half an hour or even 20 minutes, all you can spare to go to bed, before you go to bed, to unwind in an engrossing way.
Oh, okay. This is a family show, people. We don't need that. Do you know what I did, tried to do the other night before going to bed to unwind in an engrossing way? I was like, oh, I'll play Angry Birds. Mistake.
Oh, that got you all riled up.
Yeah.
Angry Birds will do that.
In space. And it's like, there, you know, I had some eagles going. It did not help me to relax. It was engrossing.
Well, it says, don't just sit on the sofa with a glass of wine. What?
Why not?
I know.
Come on. This is offensive.
If you do that, it's too easy to start thinking and worrying about work.
No. Is that what you do?
No. I don't think I've ever thought about work once while I was drinking wine.
When I have a glass of wine in my hand, I'm generally thinking about a glass of wine in my hand.
Yeah.
Like, that's where my thoughts are in that glass of wine. A tasteful white wine.
Tasteful, of course.
Tasteful. That's it?
Oh, wait, no. Don't always try to be original. Just tell the story or paint the canvas or whatever. Focusing on fairness will lead to stagnation. So they're talking about art.
Is that one thing?
Yeah, this is part of it. Yeah. And it's all one thing. It's all about
one
art.
Big lesson.
Yeah. It says, if you're an artist or creative person, stop trying to be original. Mm-hmm. Your goal is to tell the story you're trying to tell. So they gave the example of this guy was putting on Romeo and Juliet, mm-hmm. and his Juliet was supposed to wear a red dress in the one scene. He went to see another production of Romeo and Juliet, and there Juliet was wearing a red dress in that scene. So he was like, I should put her in a blue dress in my scene. But no, the scene needed a red dress.
I would think seeing someone else do the same thing, I take that as confirmation.
Yeah.
That red dress was getting booed. And people were just, you know, I had it up to here.
Yeah.
If I see someone doing something similar to what I'm doing, I'm like, okay, there's a market for that.
He said, I will feel that a very human urge to make my Juliet wear a blue dress because I don't want to be accused of copying or not being original. I need to get over it. It's not about me. If it happens to be the case that a red dress tells the story better than a blue dress, then my Juliet needs to wear a red dress.
I say, sir. don't ask for permission. Just do it. Just do it. You don't need permission from those people.
And with the highbrow, or the Shakespeare that he's doing.
I mean, I guess Shakespeare is highbrow now. Back in the
day,
it was not at all.
It was not at
when
all.
When people were getting spat on and, like, sliding off the stage.
Right, and traipsing around.
And fights
filthy.
Were erupting, yeah.
Guys in drag.
Cod pieces galore. Bring back the cod piece. That's what I like to say.
All right.
Bring back the cod piece. We need cod pieces and whatnot out there.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It's not too bad.
Who is the author of this?
Melissa Sue Wills Mark Greff.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Which one?
All of them. All in one.
That's all one
person. She's got four names in one.
Oh, that's very fancy.
Yeah. Highbrow.
All right. So I have some on this day.
Ooh, a birthday.
Yeah, birthday. On this day, August 30th.
So isn't it cute when, like, my mother gets the newspaper from the day you were born.
Where'd she get them from?
I don't know.
She just has them? She just whips them? On this day, on August 30th, 1963, the hotline communications link between Washington, D.C. and Moscow went into operation.
Wow.
And then it also says, it's just random stuff, on August 30th, 1898, Shirley Booth, American stage, screen, radio, and TV actress, was born.
All right. Happy birthday.
We all know that Mary Shelley was born in 1797. That would be weird if she was born again.
Well,
in the 1900s.
Well, considering her work, maybe
she came back. In 1862.
Looking a little different.
Union forces were defeated. Union forces were defeated by the Confederates at the Second Battle of Bull Run and Manassas. So, you Southerners can look back to that, because that was one thing you won.
That's right.
So, enjoy that. The album Highway 61 Revisited was released by Bob Dylan.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
And the Senate confirmed in 1967 the appointment of Thurgood Marshall as the first African-American justice on the Supreme Court.
That's nice.
And then, also, The first African-American astronaut flew into space.
Flew.
I can't even pronounce his name. Union S. Bluford Jr.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Aboard the Challenger. Sorry, in 1983. Not in 1967. That would have been weird.
Yeah, right.
Like, no one noticed. Just some random black guy was like, F it. I don't need your permission. I'm not going to wait for your space program. I'm just going to go.
Because yeah. That's how it just... I'm working with my lizard brain here, and I'm just going to shoot it into space.
And also, The Late Show with David Letterman premiered on CBS in 1993.
Okay.
I used to watch that. I can't deal with talk shows anymore.
No, I watched that. I watched that a lot, actually.
You watch it regularly?
I used to. Not now, but I used to. When I had more time on. It's like 12:35.
I'm having a wine at that point.
Yeah, nobody needs it now. But also, today is a holiday. Well, not really a holiday, but it's called the Day of the Disappeared. So on this day, you should remember the people that are gone and nobody knows why.
Are these like political?
Political
prisoners.
Yes.
Is that it's not a holiday, but is it like it's a UN like awareness day?
It's kind of an awareness, yeah. Day? So people that suddenly disappeared from their homes for mm-hmm. saying something maybe that the government didn't like.
Or free speech or being radical or whatever.
Yeah, they're just gone and nobody knows where they are. So it's the Day of the Disappeared.
It's also, I think it's an Independence Day for the Republic of Tartarstan.
Oh, cool.
And Russia.
So this is a...
Yeah, it's a big day. It's the unofficial motto of Tartarstan is, we can.
What's our motto at Hey You Know It? We tell you how it is and how it should be.
Yeah, we tell you how it is and how it should be. And whatnot.
And
I'm adding on. So go, if you're in Tartarstan right now, we love, you know, we're celebrating your day as we celebrate our day. Hooray for Tartarstan.
Yeah, and whatnot.
And whatnot. You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be. Last year, we talked a little on our birthday, we talked about our horoscope.
Yes.
And so we did the traditional for us, the Zodiac, the most well-known one. So I looked up a couple of others.
So this is our, hey, you know it,
yeah,
horoscope.
Okay. Horoscope thing. So this is our Chinese astrology.
Oh, okay. So
we are Year of the Tiger.
Nice.
Okay.
Like the Eye of...
As in...
Yeah.
Tigers are born leaders.
All right.
We have an air of authority, and we prompt other people to fall in line in the podcast universe. That's what it says. Our main interests are following our
That's
ambitions.
It.
And maintaining control.
Fall in line, all of our our fellow allies in podcasting.
Yeah. Seduction is one area where we are king.
Hey, world. You.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
We have mood swings.
All right.
We feel more intensely than other podcasts.
We do. I think we do.
We react poorly under stress as a podcast.
We haven't wept, though, to be fair.
Well, we're prone to emotional outbursts, it says. We edit those out, people. When the tears start to flow in the Hey You Know It studio, that's when I start editing. Yeah. That's when you hear the conga.
Yeah.
That's when whenever you hear a conga, there's crying.
That we've dissolved into tears at that point.
We've deteriorated. And we should learn to, we should learn moderation.
What?
Exactly. We don't need permission. With typical tigers, we're like, screw that.
Yeah.
We're
on our own. What tiger says, you know, I'm going to eat this gazelle in moderation?
I'll leave the gazelle alone today. I'm just going to do other things. I'm going to work on some lettuce or something.
I've got to work on me. Being me.
Work on me time. So that's our Chinese. I have our Mayan.
All right.
And check it, our sign, our Mayan day sign, and this is probably a positive thing in the Mayan religion, but it's the vulture. We're looking for podcast carry-on out there.
Okay. I think that's fair in a way.
It's fair.
It's like, I think that's very practical, too.
Yeah. I mean, vultures are always around.
Hey, if other listeners don't want to listen to other podcasts and they want to come here, they sure can.
We'll pick them right off. We'll pick the fans right off.
Yeah.
We have a sense of reality and fatality that makes us seem not just realistic, but ultra realistic.
Ultra.
Super
duper
realistic.
I do like that qualifier there.
We're self-conscious when around people, but only if those people are judging us.
Well, wouldn't anybody?
Yes. And this is the important thing. Vulture personalities excel at giving advice. On advice.
How perfect.
Exactly.
How perfect. So we are what we are.
We are a vulture who is giving out advice. So then I found this thing. I don't know if you've ever heard of this numerology life path.
No. I remember numerology as something like you have to add up each of the letters in your name corresponds with a number, and then you add them up and come up with one number, and then...
Well, I plugged in our birthday, and it says we're on numerology life path 5.
Oh. How many paths are there?
I don't know.
But we're on, number five.
That's got to be, I mean.
Well, if they tried 1 through 4.
The prime number? I don't know.
Too good. 5 might be.
Extroverted, energetic, resourceful, adventurous, impatient, and hungry for the taste of life with a taste of white wine.
And whatnot.
It says, you'll approach many forks along your path. Change is the name of the game.
Oh.
Active, daring, pragmatic, opportunistic,
ooh,
persuasive. And we're extra. Our gem is a diamond. I like that.
I like that, too. That's nice.
Then the last thing I looked at was our Vedic sign.
What's a Vedic?
This is a...
Ayurvedic? Like a...
Yeah, like Ayurvedic, like Indian.
Right.
Sanskrit, whatever. Aries. We're the ram. Dynamic, assertive, fire. Quality sign of is the cardinal. But it says in August, we are contentious partners seem to provoke anger and hostility. I guess that's us. So watch out, people. If we have to stop this podcast right now because things get wild in the studio, you know what?
Right.
Oh, it says here we should stay calm, cool, and collected and let things blow over.
All right. That's fine. So we're a ram, a vulture, and a tiger.
Yeah.
Hybrid.
Number 5. Yeah.
So it's
ram, culture, tiger, hybrid. Number 5. I like it.
I have some more advice here on how to be a mature woman.
Okay. I know nothing about this.
Yeah. This is by, this author is an expert on writing pens and articles and reviews on the topics for a long time.
What?
Yeah, so.
Writing pens?
It says here, writing pens and writes.
Maybe they're on the fountain pen forum.
Yeah. View all, her name is Patricia McCarthy.
Okay.
I say in quotes.
Yeah.
How to be
AKA
a mature.
Sam Smith.
Such a human nature that almost all men pay for appreciated and concern for feminized and mature woman.
Huh?
Yeah, so it's not somebody with English as their first language. So basically...
I don't know, Katie. Mm-hmm. I've met quite a few Americans who would turn out such a dribble as well.
In my view, a mature woman not only elegant temperament and high quality, but also can handle herself career or successful field.
Okay.
As did the case of Gabrielle Chanel. Which is very funny that you brought up
number 5. We are number 5.
She's one of the women who came from middle or superior society, crazy about it, especially perfume and handbags, so popular.
I like superior society.
Yeah.
Middle or superior.
He said, Chanel was strong but did not lack warmth, and she was a cheerful woman despite her life was not smooth. And she...
I love it. I love the expression of it.
Yeah.
Know? Like, we're getting it.
Yeah, but she required a wonderful life by her character. And when she passed away, Karl Lagerfeld took her over her corporation and her brand. And she says, to be a successful and mature woman such as Chanel, it's not easy. I don't even know what...
That's it?
Yeah, some of the ladies have no effort, independence, or strength in emotion and career, but spend too much time and money in makeup herself, for example, purchasing expensive handbags or clothes.
But if we didn't purchase those, Chanel would have been broke.
I know. For other ladies, it's reasonless that they refuse enjoying eating ice cream, refuse walking game stands with giant teddy bears.
Wow. That's a harsh indictment of our carny culture.
Yeah. For they try them best to enter field of mature. These human beings who consider themselves the one is well worth losing funny.
Yeah, it is. True. True that, Miss McCarthy. True.
Yeah, so that's why... Yeah, what she was trying to say is you can be sophisticated, I guess, like Coco Chanel, and strong, and do advance in your career, and still be a woman.
And still be a lady.
And still enjoy the carnival.
Yeah. And still stroll with ice cream via, what is it, stuffed animal stands
yeah.
or whatever?
Walking game stands with giant teddy bears.
Is that something that she did? I don't know anything about
it. I don't
her.
Think she did. I don't think she did. I think this woman is trying to say... You know,
it's a metaphor.
Yeah. Or that you can do all these things, highbrow and lowbrow,
mm-hmm.
and still be a mature lady.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how to feel about the lady. Someone said to me lady the other day, and I was like, I've been called many things. But sir, never a lady. I don't know if I like the term. I like broad. I feel like I'm more of a broad.
What is the saying, treat a lady like a dame and a dame like a lady?
What was a dame?
Dame is more like a broad.
I feel like dame is like Mae West.
Like,
I don't have enough Western style and feathers. Like, I feel like I need to be at the door of the
you
saloon.
You mean Mae West.
Yes, Mae West.
You know. I believe here at Hey You Know It that Mae West is a dude.
Yes, Mae West was a dude. We have it on low authority. that Mae West packed heat.
Yeah. But that's a story for another time.
Kind. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to bring back the term broad. I don't know how people feel about it. I'm sure whatever term I'll bring out, some humorless feminist will be like, no, it's bad. I like broad. I feel like
broad,
you know,
was like from my grandmother's generation. Yeah. That was like 40s, 50s.
Yeah,
you would say broad.
Like, was your grandma? Do you think your grandmother, who seemed pretty cool by the way, from what I've heard about her, you think she would have been like a broad?
A broad, I think, was more had the weight of bitches today.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, like if you said to your girlfriends, "Hey, bitches, let's go out."
Or
you
biatch,
know? Yeah,
as it were.
You know, then they would say, "Come on, broads,
yeah,
let's
these
go
broads.
Out."
I just imagine your grandmother just smoking a cigar.
Oh. Well, she would smoke. No, she was against smoking, but she would
hold a cigar.
She would do something like that to fit in.
So whatever was there.
Oh
was
yeah,
going
she would
on.
Hold it. Yeah.
Holding it, I think, is enough.
Yeah,
back then,
I think so.
I'm imagining the cigars of that day that were just floating around probably were not the best. Were not the best quality cigars. I've only smoked a cigar a couple times in my life, and I can say that there's a big difference between just any old cigar and a very nice. Cigar.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you can tell.
And I don't like, one, I almost died.
You're not supposed to eat it.
No, I know, but it's just like, it's like the difference between like a really, because, you know, all vodkas, for example, are basically the same. But we know the difference between like pop-offs.
Right. Georgie.
On one hand. God. And on the other hand, you know, a Grey Goose or Absolute.
Yeah.
Even though they're kind of the same, you know, kind of in the same genre. As it were.
Yeah, that's true. That's
Georgie?
True. Georgie vodka. You put in the
lowbrow. Know the difference. This is summertime. Big blockbuster movies are going on. I didn't realize Spider-Man was out again. Is this never ending?
I can't. Does nobody see the connection between like young boys going through puberty?
It's always going to be happening. They're always going to be good for puberty, and we're always going to have Spider-Man.
See?
The web.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like this newfound
toy
that
splurts stuff all over the place and sticks to walls. Yeah, I hear you. Look, I am I'm a Batman fan. I am not into Spider-Man. I like Batman because I like that he's conflicted, he's wealthy, he's mature.
And he's dark.
Yeah. And he's Christian Bale.
Yeah.
It's Christian Bale.
Right.
Oh, listeners, I would like to send out an appeal to our listeners. If you would like to give us a birthday present, here's what you can do. You can give us a discount for Christian Bale or Matthew McConaughey or Jeff Goldblum. Good luck.
Yes.
I would love
to. If anyone has a suggestion, email us at heyyouknowit@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Or you can follow us on Twitter at heyyouknowit and let us know that way.
Yeah. And that is good for a shot glass.
Yeah.
Yeah. The shot glasses are on their way. So if you can give me a discount, Christian Bale, Jeff Goldblum, Matthew McConaughey, anyone else you want to, who we haven't been able to find a discount for?
I think that's it.
And if there's a reason for us to mention Billy Zane.
you can
let us
and
know.
Good luck, especially with the Jeff Goldblum. That's going to be that's
only
the stumper.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, there's nobody that can.
There's nobody else. Matthew McConaughey. There might be someone out there.
There might be, but
I
don't
know.
After Magic Mike, I don't know if there's anybody else who can really touch
him. What about
him.
Killer Joe? I'm going to go see that. He plays a serial killer.
Yeah, well.
I think you need two or three people to get Matthew McConaughey.
You think so?
Yeah.
You need a couple of them?
I think you need to combine a couple of people.
We'll accept a combo. Yes.
We'll take a combo.
It's our birthday, and speaking of celebrities, we have to talk about Jason Bateman.
Yes, we do.
The Week in Jason Bateman. Jason Bateman is a celebrity that
we find he's decent.
He's decent, yeah.
He's an actor and also a director. Apparently.
But we don't love him and we're not sexually attracted
not at
to
all.
Him.
Not
yeah.
At all. Some people are,
but
we're not.
He's
but
decent.
We like to give you details on what he's doing.
Okay.
Is this about his tweeting?
No.
Okay.
This is about when he turned 42 this year.
Okay.
So he's 40 years older than us. Okay. They had a list of 42 reasons on his website why to love Jason Bateman.
Really? On his own? On jasonbateman.com?
Some a fan site.
Okay.
A fan site.
Yeah, he doesn't have his own webpage.
No.
He doesn't need it.
No.
He lets other people do the work for him.
Yeah, like us.
He doesn't need permission.
And reason number 7 is because he kept his inner child and you can see it.
Well, ooh, that's weird. That's like the sexiest man, boy to man transition.
I know. That was another one. That was another one.
Where
on the list,
are they seeing his inner child hanging out? Excuse me, sir. I'm seeing a little bit of your inner child there. If you want to.
We want to tuck that in.
Yeah, tuck that in, put that away. It's a family restaurant. Can't go to Chick-fil-A with that. So that was number seven?
That was number seven.
What else did they have?
They had a bunch of other things, but one of them was about that he looked nice. He always wears that damn blue shirt.
Yeah.
He's always.
He also has a blue V-neck that he wears. He wears blue a lot.
Yeah, because it looks nice on camera.
It's so weird. As much as we talk about him, I'm realizing I don't know that much about him. I only know what we've told you.
Right. It's like once a week we think about him.
Yes. But there are people out there who were dedicated to him, who love this man.
Yeah.
The way that I enjoy Ron Perlman. Yeah. And no one else cares. And no one else cares.
Yeah, I think that more people care about Jason Bateman than
Ron Perlman.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to get an angry letter from Ron Perlman.
Like, how dare you?
Yeah. Have you seen Hellboy?
Yeah. And so we also asked our listeners here if you loved him, if you were sexually attracted to him.
Because we just can't believe it. We got some responses.
We got some responses, and it was Nikki from Miss Nerdy Nikki said, Bateman, first seen Arrested Development. He is hot to me. I am 26. And this is hot with two T's.
I was going to say, hot was it H-A-W-T? It was hot with two T's.
Hot. Yeah, so.
Nice.
And he has a cute, corny thing going on.
Yeah, I read that one.
Yeah.
Cute and corny.
Yeah. All right. So thank you for helping us try to understand.
Yeah. I get the corny factor. I'm guessing she's an African-American because we use corny all the time. Corny is not always a negative thing.
No.
It's like a cornball.
Yeah.
You know, a little Mayberry.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Like hickey.
Yeah, a little hickey, but also like innocent.
Naive.
You know.
Simple.
Yeah, simple. You know. Yeah, I guess it isn't very flattering. All right.
Okay.
Busted.
So that's the week in Jason Bateman.
Yeah, thank you. I would like to thank everyone who's been on the Hey You Know What podcast this year, all of our guests.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, tons of them. Too many to name, and we didn't make a list.
Yeah.
But you know who you are, and we want to thank you very much for coming to the studio. We'd also like to thank Night Owl for making this possible. We have our Hey You Know What studio at the Night Owl Studios in Midtown Manhattan. I would also like to thank Katie for being my co-host.
Yay.
And putting up with whatever she has to put up with in the course of being this, doing this thing. And also want to thank my husband for giving money to help make sure that this happened when I was broke as a joke.
And I'd like to thank, first of all, Jaquetta.
Yay.
I don't think I put up with anything, and if she puts up with anything for me,
I
keep it to
it
yourself.
Out. Yeah. It gets edited out.
I'd like to thank all our listeners for sending the fantastic emails and the tweets and all the responses coming up. They've come up with so many different segment ideas, and it's just amazing. And you entertain us, I think, more than we entertain you.
Yeah, which we're here for you. We're here for you to entertain us, actually.
Yes, and I'd like to thank Greg, too, for giving the money to Jaquetta.
Yeah, so we could do this. Also, we have heyyouknowit.com now.
Yes.
Is our website. So if you go heyyouknowit.com, it'll take you directly to our blog where you can download episodes and there's information there and you can interact with us through the blog if you want to.
Right. And if you'd like to, go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and we'll read it on our show. And if you're from a country other than the USA and you leave a review, just send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com and say, check Bulgaria, you know, whatever country you come from.
So we know
it's there.
That's it.
I think that's it.
Yeah, we're looking forward to another year. Okay,
yes.
You know it. And whatnot.
Yes, thank you. Here's another life lesson. There's no such thing as highbrow or lowbrow. I think there is.
Yeah.
I think there definitely is a difference.
And I know where we are on that scale.
And it's, they're trying to say, or if there is, who cares?
A lot of people care.
People do care. And you have to know what's refined, what's not. And then if you, it doesn't matter if you enjoy.
Yeah, we're not putting a value judgment
on
those
you can
things.
Enjoy lowbrow. You can enjoy highbrow. But it doesn't mean you're worse or better.
Yeah, like I love to go see, you know, the Philharmonic play. But I also like a good dick joke.
Yeah.
You know, and right. I know the difference between the two.
Yeah, and you're not trying to say.
Yeah, I'm not trying to show up at the Met looking for dick jokes. No matter how beautiful
you're never
going to
find a dick joke at the Met.
I would love, you know what? That is my, I'm making my new career goal is to tell a dick joke at the Met. If I have to, if you see me on the news being dragged off. When I'm like, two dicks walk into a bar. Get her. I'm going to disrupt the next version of the Rigoletto with a dick joke. I'm just going to throw myself on stage and just go for it. The last time I saw an opera at the Met, it was so terrible that a dick joke probably would have improved it. Like, I probably would have gotten the slow clap from all those old ladies. Like, that's the most dramatic thing we've seen since La Traviata in 77.
Right, and then you would have went, and then you would have ran, jumped, and kicked your heels in a freeze frame.
Yes. And then they cut the credits.
Right.
Because you don't want to see what happens afterwards. I end up in jail.